Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second week of our Strong Work Workshop. I can't believe I get paid to do this. I'm Ann Strong, your facilitator, and before we move into the material, I'll just go ahead and formally open the workshop. And if you want to just take this time, if you're available to this, to give yourself the gift of simply being present here without any multitasking. Obviously, if you're driving right now, go ahead and keep driving, keep your eyes open, and just allow yourself to become very present. So we acknowledge that we've come here in this time together to form this powerful mastermind alliance for the highest and best good of everyone involved. And we acknowledge that we are focusing here on our strengths, and that by focusing on our strengths, that strengthens each of us, and that by doing it here together in this group environment, we strengthen each other as well. And we just acknowledge what a wonderful gift that is, and what a wonderful gift it is that each of us have our own strengths and skills and interests, and that there is no right or wrong. We simply are who we are, and being the very best of who we are is what we're looking at here, rather than what we don't have compared to somebody else or what we wish we had compared to somebody else. And we just really celebrate, I am that I am. And so we begin. All righty. So picking up from last week, each week kind of builds on the week before. And what we were looking at last week involved really becoming more clear on how to stand strong with knowing that our strengths really actually are credentials. So it's not just that you do the homework and then you set it aside and that's it. It would be lovely if each day you could be aware of owning them more, talking about them more, it's not about engaging them more because we're all actually already using our strengths. It's not like, oh, yeah, I got to use them more. But becoming aware of how it's unique, how we have this wonderful combination of strengths, and that adds up to something really delightful that we have to offer the world. So it's not so much about engaging with them more as it is our own perspective, our own thought process around our strengths. So allow that to be a continuing process. You know, the homework and the focus last week was around our strengths as credentials, and now allow that to be a daily practice, a daily noticing, a daily shifting your perspective to, oh, yes, this is who I am, this is what I have to offer. And even allowing that to inform things you don't want to do. You know, if somebody's asking you to engage in something or get involved on a project where you know that what's going to be involved actually weakens you, saying no to that. You know, you say, I'm not the best person for that. I would get impatient if I did that, or I don't really tend to think that way, or that isn't really how I process things. And owning that too, people really appreciate that. So as a continuing process, think about using your strengths as affirmations. Also, think about saying them out loud, not when it's a big deal situation, just acknowledging to your friends, oh, yes, that's my activator in action, or, oh, yes, I'm so curious about that, that's my intellection. Oh, yes, today I did this new thing. I love learning. And then the other thing is when you are going into a situation where it counts more or you feel like it counts more, role-playing them ahead of time, getting comfortable with how you would express your strengths and express them as credentials so that when it's time to to be in that interview or talk to that potential new client, you feel natural and relaxed. And probably the very most effective way to do that is even if you notice in the middle of the situation, if you notice you're getting a bit flustered, probably the easiest thing to become present again and to own your strength is to slow down, to say, yes, one of the ways that I could really contribute here involves the fact that I'm a maximizer. I love what you guys do here at this company. And as I see ways to make it better, that energizes me. That excites me. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning. So if you'll notice, I just gave you an example of slowing down, becoming really present to what you're saying. So that's kind of a recap of the most important part of last week. So as we move into the material for this week, what we're really looking at now is how to begin becoming more aware of applying our strengths, maybe in places we thought that they weren't applicable before, or we hadn't thought of using them, or we didn't notice that we were using them. So what we're looking at today is starting to pay attention to key work areas. And if you've got a job, that's the tasks you do in a job. If you're employed and you're looking for a new job, still pay attention to your current work areas as well as the work areas you have in looking for a job, so your job search work areas. If you're unemployed, you'll just be looking at your job search work areas. If you're starting a new business, you'll look at your business startup and your business building work areas. And if right now you're staying at home raising a family or you're doing something part-time and you're spending time at home with the children, or if you are home and not looking for a job for some reason, there's still work tasks that you do in a day. So whatever your situation is, think about the situation in front of you. Don't try and apply this idea to something conceptual. Apply it to what you're really doing, and then as you get the hang of it, you'll apply it to the new things as they come into being for you. When you get the new job, you'll take these exact same ideas and apply them to the work areas in your new job. So, that being said, the first thing you want to do is identify, start with 5 to 7. If you have significantly more key work areas, you can look at that later, but doing any more than 7, you're not going to be able to keep track of it. So, you really want to maybe look at the biggest work areas or look at the most important ones and go from there. And after you've sort of brainstormed those, and go ahead and brainstorm, you know, if you come up with 12 or 15, that's fine. For the purposes of this activity, just begin to work with 5 or maybe 7 and then go from there. And so what you'll be wanting to do is, once you've got your work areas, then from there you want to scale it back even further so that you can really focus. Pick one that's your favorite, one that's your least favorite, and one that you know if you spent some time in this area, it would move you further ahead in your career, it would get you more clients, it's the most important part of your job. So whatever it is, that's what we mean when we're talking about an important to leverage work area. Okay, so as you begin that, just go ahead and intuitively pick what's my favorite, what's my least favorite, and what's my important to leverage. And then for each of those, what we're going to be looking at is taking each of your 5 strengths. So we've got 3 work areas, and we've got 5 strengths. And we want to look at those 5 strengths 3 times over, first in the favorite work area, next in the least favorite work area, and then lastly in the important to leverage work area. And so what we're doing is thinking about, okay, so here I am, I'm looking at my favorite work area. What is it that, starting with my number one strength, let's say my number one strength is achiever, and the favorite work area that I'm looking at is in teaching a class. So how does my achiever strength support me in teaching a class even better than I do now? Well, I get excited when I know that I'm really doing something of significance. How can I make this class even more significant? How can I make it more significant to me? How can I make it more significant to the students? How can I leverage this? Once I teach the class to these students, how can I teach it to more students so I continue to keep moving forward and doing something of importance and significance to me? So that would be one example. Say we're looking at the least favorite work area. Okay, it's time to get everything ready for my taxes to go to the accountant. And I'm considering using my strengths of futuristic. So futuristic, I'm inspired by what could be. I want to inspire others. That's a toughie. How in the world does that relate to getting the numbers in place to get to the accountant? Oh, I know. It shows me something about the future. It shows me where I am right now and where I want to go. Did I achieve my goals? Do I need to set a better goal next year? So as I'm putting these numbers together for my accountant, I'm aware of what these numbers mean to my future. I'm inspired by looking at these numbers, using them as something that strengthens me rather than putting my focus on, oh, this is an annoying task. I'm paying attention to these numbers empower my future. Okay, so perhaps an important to leverage work area. Making sure I talk to new people every day who would be potential clients. Okay, so sometimes I do that, sometimes I don't. I know it would be really important if I did talk to people every day who might be potential clients. And let's look at my strength of connectedness, because many of us in this workshop have that strength of connectedness. So I'm thinking about, it would be important for me more regularly, on a daily basis, to be connecting with new people. Okay, that's connectedness. But how does me knowing that we're all connected really move me forward to keep staying in this conversation? Oh, okay. So sometimes I don't end up talking to people because I feel self-conscious. Well, I know that they feel self-conscious too sometimes, and maybe I could talk to them about that. Ooh, that's kind of cool. I would love to do that rather than feeling like I have to put on airs or be someone I'm not. Or how else could connectedness support me in making sure I talk to new people every day? Oh, well, I do talk to people every day because I love talking to people every day. With my connectedness strength, I love being connected to people. And what if I were just more aware of noticing if there was an opportunity for them to hire me as their coach? Well, that would be fun. That doesn't feel like so much pressure, like I have to get somebody to hire me. I'm simply listening to what's going on for them and seeing if they might like some support with that. That feels better. Okay, so that's a bunch of different examples and many ways that you can start to think about your own strengths and how they would apply and then what you would be doing with them. And so you're going to do 15 of these. I've just run through three quick examples using the three different work areas and then three different strengths. When you're all finished, you'll have five strengths for each of the three areas. 5 times 3 is 15. Now, if this is really challenging for you as you're looking at your own strength and you're too close to it, you know, the fish and water analogy, then think about okay, what if this strength weren't mine? What if I'm looking over there at that other person and saying, oh, okay, they have the strength of ideation, that person over there, and they're going on a job interview, and they don't really like to have to do the part where they talk about themselves. So here's this person over there who has the strength of ideation. They don't really like being in a job interview and having to talk about themselves and what they're good at. How could the strength of ideation support them? Okay. Well, that isn't real clear to me. It feels like ideation, I don't know how ideation has so much to do with kind of putting your best foot forward. So maybe it's talking about the strength of ideation. Maybe it's demonstrating, maybe that person could demonstrate their excitement for and fascination with ideas. And that way, they're actually immersed in the excitement and talking about, oh, right. Okay, now I'm going to use my strengths as my credentials. This is what this person could be thinking to themselves. And I'm going to talk about how I am fascinated by ideas, how I pull things together, how I'm constantly looking at what are the connections. Here are these bits of information. How do I pull them together? What does it mean? I love that. Oh, okay. That person over there, of course, they're going to talk about their credentials and how ideation is a credential. There you go. Okay, that's great. So another possibility is if you're looking at one of your work areas, maybe it's your important to leverage work area and you've kind of been avoiding it because it's important and you don't want to mess it up. So maybe you're looking at, you're just starting your business and you're ready to charge for your services. You've gotten phenomenal feedback from people who have worked with you. Maybe you're a healer. So you've done some healing work with friends, family, and they're just amazed. Truly miraculous things have happened. But you felt very self-conscious about charging. You know, it almost feels like a spiritual gift. You're not sure you want to charge for it. And yet people are telling you over and over and over again what an amazing thing it is, how valuable it's been to them, how they couldn't even do this thing before because of the pain they were in, and now they're able to do it. So if you had the gift of empathy and you're thinking about this area where you know it's important to start charging for your services, but you're self-conscious about it, how would you apply empathy to that situation? So empathy means that you have the ability to notice what the other person might be feeling, what they might be thinking, what their experience might be. Well, they've just gotten this amazing service. They're really excited about the results. Perhaps they want to pay for the service. They want to be able to express their gratitude, and one of the ways they would do that is by paying. Oh, well, yeah, if it were me and I just received this amazing service, it's my natural instinct to reach out and say, oh, this has been so valuable. What can I do for you? Oh, yes, of course, I'd love to pay you. So several different ways to kind of work through it, particularly if it's challenging for you. So I'd like to go ahead and open up the lines now so that you can, if there's one of yours that's just really eluding you or you'd like some more support on, this would be the time where we could actually work with yours. I have worked with some of the ones that you all have sent me today, and we have time for maybe one or two people to bring up one, and we can actually work through it for you. So if you'd like to speak, remember to hit star 6 so that we can hear you, and who would like to go first? So who's speaking? I'm sorry. Go ahead and repeat yourself. I'm hearing background noise, but I'm not hearing anyone speaking. Oh, boy. Our system today is just full of little bugs and quirks. It sounds like whomever was speaking now has hit star six and muted themselves so we can't hear you. So please, if you'd like us to use yours as an example, once again, hit star six and go ahead and speak. All right, so would somebody please go ahead and hit star six and speak so that I know we actually are tracking here? Anybody who's...
Hi, this is Kenji.
Thank you, Kenji. I really appreciate you speaking up. Do you have one of yours that you'd like us to actually work with?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure you're working this week's or last week's. I think this week's, right?
Yes, this week's. What we're doing is we're looking at one of your work areas, either your favorite, your least favorite, or your important to leverage work area, and then one of your strengths applied to that area.
I see. Well, I guess mine is least favorite would be maybe talking about myself in an interview situation.
Okay, great. And which strength would you like to use to really see how you could apply that strength?
Yeah, I think... You know, I've been doing the work at home, but I don't know if I did it correctly.
Okay. So which one felt the most slippery to you or the most vague?
Okay. That's a good question because that one looks pretty solid. Maybe the context. I'm using my context.
All right. So for those of you who also have context, it's about looking back for answers to inform the present. Kenji, what's your favorite part of context for you? Not trying to apply it to talking about yourself in an interview, but what do you notice and enjoy for yourself about your context strengths?
Well, I enjoy putting things in a framework.
Okay.
So that there's some perspective. No matter what I do, I know, like, the source of my actions.
Okay. Great. Beautiful. All right. So then thinking about how to apply that when you're talking to somebody in an interview and you don't generally like to do that, does it help for you to know that that's one of the most powerful things you can do to get the job is be really clear and confident about talking about yourself?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Does it help you to recognize that? Like,
yes.
Some people just say, ooh, I don't like to talk about myself. Well, okay, so you don't, but the payoff is huge. If you talk about yourself well, if you talk about yourself clearly, much better chance of getting the job. So does it help you to put it in a context for yourself before you ever go to talk to the person? Okay. So that would be the first thing about context. And then the second thing would probably be to write up for yourself. Just write a little few sentences, a paragraph. Write it up first. And then tell a story with your context. Use your vivid imagery. And tell a story, and tell it almost as if you weren't telling it about yourself. Does that help? Okay. And I think for you, the preparing ahead of time might be the thing, actually writing it out. So you have time to think about it, put it into context, and then tell them a short story about it. Okay.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So, Kenji, go ahead and hit star six to remute yourself. And is there anybody else where you'd like us to actually go through how to apply one of your strengths to one of your work areas? Really flesh that out for you. If you would like to do that, we have time for maybe one more. Just go ahead and hit star six so that we can hear you. Well, let's go ahead and move on then. So what we're looking at next is when you're really, after you've really fleshed these out, so you have your three work areas, the favorite, the least favorite, and the important to leverage area, and then you have each of your five strengths, at least one example of each. So you've got 15 possibilities in front of you. And so from these 15 ideas, pick out your three favorites, whichever really jumps out at you is like, ooh, that would be really fun. Ooh, it would be really fun to apply my context strength to having a job interview and telling a short story. I would love to do that. So I'm going to pick that as one of mine. I'm going to write up my story, and I'm going to begin using it. I'm going to first tell the story to myself so I just get comfortable telling it, and then when I go on job interviews, I'm going to use the story. And so when we look at where we started out, we brainstormed our work areas, and we may have had more than 5 to 7. We might have had 10 or 12 work areas, or even if we had 5 or 7, that's too many to start working with. So from the 5 to 7, we picked the three work areas that we're going to concentrate on, our favorite, our least favorite, and our important to leverage. And then we had 5 examples for each because of our 5 strengths. So again, 15 is way too much to focus on. So from those 15, we're just culling it down to these 3, and you'll begin using that. So maybe for this next week, between now and when we have class next week, practice just those 3. And maybe after that, if you feel like you're kind of getting the hang of it, it's kind of becoming second nature, you could pick another 3. Or one of them you might work on another week because it doesn't feel like it's totally settled in, or it feels like it's really important and you want to keep a focus on it. And you could do this week after week, month after month. You see, there's plenty of material here. So what we're doing is giving you the big picture where you've got 5, 7, 10, 12 work areas, and then each of those work areas you have the opportunity to play each of your 5 strengths. So if you have 12 work areas and you do each of your 5 strengths, that's 60 possibilities if you just have one example for each. So for the purpose of this class, it's just to get you in the habit of starting to do this. And this isn't about just doing something for 3 weeks and then, oh yeah, done. It's about integrating it into your natural work style that you just start to pay more attention to. Oh, I'm starting this new project this week. Okay, let me just look at my 5 strengths. What do I notice about how this project would be even more fun if I were focused on these strengths, if I were using one of these strengths more, and especially the ones that seem a little ethereal, the ones that seem like, I don't really understand how to apply my competition strengths when I'm doing a prayer circle. Or, it doesn't make sense to me if I have the belief strengths, how do I apply that to a situation where I need to be on this project with a bunch of engineers. So those would be the ones to just play with a little. And, you know, if nothing's coming to you, no big deal. It's not like you have to apply all 5 strengths all the time to every single thing you do. And what you'll notice is you'll be inspired to. You'll begin to want to more because it's so fun. It's so energizing. Our strengths naturally energize us. Engaging in our weaknesses demotivates us, weakens us. Engaging in weaknesses weakens us. I mean, how obvious is that? And yet, if you're not thinking about this, that's sort of the whole purpose of this class, is to really shine a light on this, that being engaged in our strengths strengthens us, energizes us, motivates us, excites us. And, you know, it's a funny thing. If we're thinking about being involved, particularly in a group project, and you know, there's a lot of tasks to sort out and who's going to do what, and each of us has our idea of what would be the most fun to do, and then we also have ideas of, ooh, I don't want to get stuck doing that. But the cool thing is that we don't tend to realize the thing that I'm excited to do, and I don't want to get stuck doing this other thing, it might be the exact opposite for you. So, for example, I don't even know where this fits in with my particular top strengths, but I notice at any kind of party, I don't tend to love parties, but I really enjoy being the informal hostess. I don't tend to want to host a bunch of parties or a bunch of events myself. But when it's the day of the event and there's somebody at the table registering people, I like to just kind of stand alongside the table and notice who needs to know where the bathroom is and say hello to somebody who looks like they might be new, or to introduce myself to somebody who looks like they're uncomfortable. I love that role. I love the hostess role. I love the greeter role. And so I take it up wherever I'm going, whether it's a close friend's party or it's an acquaintance's party. I don't even know where the bathroom is. I find out where the bathroom is. I ask if I can go get some more ice out of the kitchen. And I love that. Somebody else, that's the last thing they want to be doing. They'd rather make sure that the music's going good and focus on what is the song selection and what's a great order and maybe it needs to be turned up or can't we get the music playing in the other room. And so I think one of the most interesting things about StrengthsFinder is to be very conscious that the things you love to do are going to be very different than the things the next person loves to do. So when you're working in a group, how can you make sure that the things that really fit for your strengths, that's what you're doing, and get somebody else to do the other things? You know, even a job like taking out the trash. Somebody might think, why in the world would anyone want to take out the trash? Well, somebody who's more introverted, somebody who needs to regroup a little, somebody who likes to get outside for a few minutes, they don't care that it's trash. I can be one of those people. I'm very much in the middle between introverted and extroverted, and if I've gotten too stimulated, give me the trash. I'd be happy to take the trash out. Somebody else who's the life of the party, extremely extroverted, they don't want to miss a minute of the action. So being more aware as you're becoming conditioned to naturally be applying your strengths in areas you might not, that you also can ask other people to do the things that you wouldn't want to. Like the actual preparation for the party, okay, could you get the Evite sent out? Oh, I hate that kind of work. And other people love it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I've got everybody in the database anyway. I can just shoot it out this afternoon. They don't even think of it as work. So being aware of how you can engage other people, and when it's truly their strengths, when it's truly somebody else's strength, and maybe it's a work project and it's not even their department, right? They'll still be happy to do it because they get to go do this thing that's fun to them. So when you think you might be asking a favor, sure, it's still lovely to be gracious about asking someone to do something and them agreeing, but not feeling bad like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that, or why am I giving them the crap work? And finding out, you know, being pretty inquisitive about what people love to do. And, you know, if there's a particular task that needs to be done that nobody's jumping up to, maybe there's a way three people can bring some of their strengths to engaging together, and then it's fun. So the task isn't particularly fun, but the way they're together is fun. You know, maybe they have to move a bunch of stuff out of a dusty storage unit. So, you know, it's heavy, it's dusty, it's hot, not much air, but together they're enjoying their connectedness. Together they're enjoying getting something done. Together, they're enjoying the competition of who can move the boxes out of there the fastest, whatever it is. So really just bringing a whole new mindfulness to this whole idea of here's this work to be done, and what are the parts that really energize me? What are the parts that use my strengths? And then how can I partner with other people that the rest of it utilizes their strengths? And how can I engage in activities that maybe aren't my favorite activities, but I can still bring my strengths to it? And then it's fun again. So keeping a focus this week, not just on the three things that you choose to do. You know, you're going to be focused on, okay, how can I bring context to talking about my work, or how can I bring connectedness to making sure I'm talking to more people about becoming a client each day. You're going to be doing that. And also, bigger picture, be noticing just this whole idea of strengths and weaknesses and how you can do what you love to do and how you can support others and what they love to do and how you can get the whole job done beautifully without having people doing a bunch of stuff that weakens them. To me, it almost becomes a game, and I'm not even particularly a game player, but because I have the maximizer strength, it's like, ooh, okay, so this is what needs to be done. These are the people involved. How can we do this in this most fun way, this most engaging way? And letting it be your thought process. So you may not have the maximizer strength, but you might have the ideation strength, and you'll say, ooh, great, here's this group of people, here's this task. What ideas can I bring to it that's going to make it fun for people, that's going to make it easier for people to do their strengths and not have to do their weaknesses? So some different strengths can still accomplish the same thing. So continue to look at how you can expand and expand and expand on your awareness of your strengths. All righty. So I know that's a ton of material. Go work with it this week. Play with it this week. Ask other people what they're doing with their strengths. And just be more in the conversation. It's absolutely true that what we focus on expands. And focusing on what strengthens us, focusing on what excites us, focusing on what engages us, we get more of what strengthens us, more of what excites us, more of what engages us. So that's your focus for this week. Next week we will be looking at how to get to the things that aren't our strengths and how we can work with those. We're not going to try and strengthen weaknesses. We're going to look at other ways to work with them. So that'll be a preview for next week. And until then, just keep noticing where you can engage more and more to strengthen yourself. So that's all for today. See you again, same place, same time next week. As always, if you have particular questions, send them to me ahead of next week's class. If you have some of your examples that you want us to work with, email those to me and I will make sure that we work them in so that this can be the most applicable specifically to your strengths and your work areas. Alrighty, so have a beautiful afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are in the world, and we will see you same place, same time next week. Bye for now.